This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Leslie Jones should have had a really good weekend celebrating the release of her new movie, Ghostbusters. Instead, she spent it dealing with some really, really horrible abuse on Twitter and wound up on Monday night quitting the social media platform. Twitter responded to the abuse in part by banning a guy by the name of Milo Yiannopoulos. He's an editor at the conservative news site Breitbart. They banned him for leading the attacks on Jones. Yiannopoulos had been heckling his way toward banishment for a while now. His account had been suspended a couple of times. But in a parting shot yesterday, he claimed that Twitter would suffer for what he characterized as its attack on free speech. And that gets us to this. Twitter is really still trying to figure out where it stands, for its original ideals or with its bottom line. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
The messages that Leslie Jones received on Twitter were beyond vile. Racist and sexist really doesn't even begin to describe them. As Jones said in her final tweet, "All this because I did a movie." This is the ugly side of the same free platform that facilitated the Arab Spring and hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Twitter has talked big talk about free speech before. It's kind of in their corporate identity.
Sarah Jong is a lawyer and contributing editor at Motherboard.
The free speech wing of the Free Speech Party. That's an actual quote from a Twitter executive.
But over the years, Twitter's initially sparse terms of service have become much more restrictive. Lawsuits, terrorism, and most visibly, harassment have all chipped away at Twitter's original Wild West approach.
They're trying to reconcile their free speech roots with the interest of keeping their platform usable.
For some users, like the banned editor Milo Yiannopoulos, free speech is paramount, but
the majority of Twitter users probably are not as vested in that.
Ross Rubin directs industry analysis at App Annie. In the case of Leslie Jones, Twitter made a high-profile example of enforcing its policies and in a statement said it hadn't done enough in the past. Its enforcement of what's allowed certainly hasn't been as rigorous as that of other platforms like Instagram or Facebook. Michael Pachter is a research analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says Twitter needs to do more if it wants to increase its user base.
And they're more likely to achieve that goal if Twitter is safe. If you go on the first time and you see people, you know, slamming one another's race or sex or whatever, it's not comfortable.
And, of course, in the end, Twitter is a business, not a government.
You know, the Constitution doesn't apply to them. They can censor whatever the hell they feel like censoring.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.